Blog Talk Radio.
The experiences are not me being off my path, but still being on my path. I embrace the contrast that comes today, and I keep it in perspective because I understand that it's not me leaving my path. I understand it's me still on my path, doing what I intended when I came into this time-space reality. So I'll sift and I'll sort, and I'll come to get new awarenesses of what I want. And all day, I will be keenly aware of the way I feel. I expect that in this day, I will feel good all day long. Good within contrast because I understand it. Good with my deliberate attention of focus because I understand that. Better today than ever before because I'm consciously setting forth my intentions at the beginning of this day to utilize my guidance system in the way that I intended to use it when I came into this physical body to begin with. This is a really good day. My vortex is full of manifested potential. My vortex is a now reality that I can feel my way into. Today I intend to feel exhilaration about things not yet manifested because I understand the reality of them. I now get what true faith is. I get what true belief is. It's an understanding of the way the universe works. It's an understanding that vibration precedes manifestation. It's an understanding that the vibration is a reality. It's an understanding that I can achieve vibrational alignment with that vibrational reality. It's an understanding that I can find that feeling of well-being even without the manifestation. I embrace this really good, unconditional day. Today will be full of conditions. There will be driving and traffic and people and business and commerce. There will be conversation. There will be all kinds of information about all kinds of things. And I accept that as the basis of my manifested reality. But there will also be insights and emotions. There will also be knowledge. There will also be information coming from source. There will also be me in the receptive mode. This is a really good day. I will have more awareness of my vibrational reality today than I ever have before. I will be more aware of the way I feel than I have ever been before. And while I will be moving about a physical, manifested, material world, and I will be embracing it, and I will be applauding it, and I will be appreciating it, I am also predominantly unconditional in my beingness today, maybe for the very first time. At least better than I've ever been before. Because today, the way I feel is not dependent upon the conditions that have already manifested. It's dependent upon the vibration that I sense, the vibration that I'm tuned to, the vibration that I understand, the vibration that my source holds, the vibration that I have access to, the vibrational frequency of who I am. Today is a really good day. Today, I'm going to pronounce myself an emotional being, which means today I'm going to pronounce myself a vibrationally astute being, which means today I'm going to pronounce myself aware of my guidance system and using it to the best of my ability. I understand that the source within me is aware of where I stand in relationship to everything that I desire. And I believe with all that I am that my inner being is guiding me along the path of least resistance, which also happens to be the path of my greatest joy, the path of my greatest clarity, and the path of my most fun. So I pronounce today, on this really good day, that no matter where I am going and no matter what I am doing and no matter who I am doing it with, that it will be my dominant intent to hold myself in the place of feeling good. Today is the day that I pronounce as my day of greatest appreciation. Today is the day that I pronounce as my day of greatest awareness. Today is the day that I pronounce as my day of greatest emotional awareness and emotional response to my awareness. Today I am pronouncing myself a liver of unconditional love, unconditional clarity, unconditional alignment, unconditional attunement. Today I am tuned in, tapped in, turned on to who I really am. Today I intend, to the best of my ability, to fulfill myself as I have meant to be fulfilled. Today, I'm going to look for reasons to feel good, and I will find them. And if I stumble upon something that doesn't feel so good, I will revel in the perfection of my guidance system, and I will make the adjustment today.
Life, I love my life.
None of we don't know where tomorrow might bring, for the future, the hours away. For me, I live my life today. For me, I live my life today. Yeah, so love me, make me start from my heart, but stop me, I have nothing to say. So I'll never live my life today. I'll never live my life today. So everybody has to sing it out.
And good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Billionaire Mastermind Forum this morning. And as we start this beautiful day off today with Esther Hicks and Abraham, talking about today is going to be a great day. And this is a thought process that we need to put in our consciousness consistently each and every day. And hopefully that was able to stimulate a good feeling for you this morning. Good morning, good morning, Billionaire Joe. Mic check. How are you this morning?
Mic check. Doing great.
Yes.
Just adjusting to all this reality and, of course, you know, advancing with faith and courage. That's all we can do right now.
Yes, absolutely. Faith and courage. And, folks, you have just tuned in to the Billionaire Mastermind Forum. Where two or more minds come together, it has the ability to stimulate and activate the divine source that's within you. And through your connections to the divine source, we always say you can download all the good that you desire, and it's right there waiting for you. So what I'm going to do this morning, I'm going to yield over to Billionaire Baby. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
You can bring us up to date. My voice is still challenging this morning. And then you're back to Billionaire Joe, and he'll take it over. Yeah, I wanted to yield to you because of the affirmation this morning. And I know you have something to go with it, Billionaire Baby.
Well, basically, I mean, she covers absolutely everything in terms of in recognition of her spiritual, our spiritual, emotional, mental, and physical attributes, and asking and affirming for the very best and the fullest and the most serving of all of these attributes in terms of her happiness, in terms of the health, in terms of her relationships, in terms of recognizing the power that is within. And the affirmation I had based the inclusion for this Friday, April the 10th, 2020. And basically it's one of Louise Hay's affirmation from You Can Heal Your Life. And it states that knowing that in the infinity of life where we are, all is perfect, whole, and complete. but life is ever changing. Everything is flowing. There's no beginning and there's no end, but a constant cycling and recycling of substance and experiences. And as we affirm and ask for these, they manifest. For life is never stuck or static or stale, and each moment is ever new and fresh. So we know that we are one with the very power that created us, and this power has given us the power to create our own circumstances. And this is what Esther Abraham was literally putting forth, what they truly want to experience for this day. So we rejoice in the knowledge that we have this power of our own mind to use in any way we choose. And in the affirmation that she was giving, she was asking for the very best and top. So we know that every moment of our life is a new beginning point, and we can move from the old to the new. And the new moment is, in terms of this day, is a new point of beginning for us right here and now. And as we recognize and understand these powers that rush through ourselves, and we can make a choice and decide happiness, decide health, decide healing, decide love, decide togetherness, decide to serve one another and help all of us be the best that we can be. So we give thanks and we are grateful. And so we know that all is well in our world. And we accept and we are ready for this day. Back to you, billionaire. Dr. Goldschmidt
is I think he's what his voice is breaking on him, so I'll take over. Yeah.
Oh.
But I think Rhonda is on. Rhonda? Dream Life Coach Rhonda?
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, there she is. Good morning. Good morning. And I know you have some words of encouragement, and most importantly, from yesterday, you just had a great, great comment on Dr. David Townsend's just tremendous speech. So I know you can probably leverage from that and, of course, from the affirmation here this morning. But we just want to hear your voice.
Yeah, so thank you. It's great to be on this morning, and what a great call we had yesterday. So this morning, obviously, Abraham Hicks got us really thinking about the possibilities of the day, right? And how do we wake up in the morning and just fully embrace the possibilities of that day and then set our intention for what that day will bring? Today is joyous. Today will be amazing. Today I will be productive. You know, whatever your intention is for that day, you have the opportunity to set it. So I thought, I love that affirmation by Abraham Hicks. And, you know, I think it really segues nicely into the conversation that we had yesterday with David. And he was absolutely amazing. And he covered so many amazing topics for us. To really just dive into and think about. You know, we started one conversation about fear and how many of us, especially in our community, just stay away from things we know nothing about, because that is outside of our comfort zone. I don't know anything about stocks. I don't know anything about bonds and, you know, and really just getting into that whole financial world. So you know what? Let me just do what I do. Let them do what they do. I'll put a little money in the 401k, and then you know what? I'm good. Life is good. Well, right now, there is a tremendous opportunity to get involved in debt, to do nothing else but to watch it and to learn it and to understand the swings and the highs and the lows, and how the market actually works. What are they responding to? When there's a huge market sell-off of 1,000 points in a day, what the heck does that mean, and what's driving that sell-off? So with all of this that is happening in our world, I have really created a little bit of a shift within myself. I was a bit of a news watcher, and I'd watch, you know, CNN a little bit and MSNBC a little bit and go back and forth and figure out what was happening. But I really totally shifted my day in the middle of this whole pandemic to focusing solely on CNBC. And here's why I'm doing that. Because right now we understand that from a political spectrum, people are going to be taking pot shots at each other. And, okay, you know, that's just politics. But what I'm interested in is what is happening with our economy. Because our economy is reflective of real people. This is our lives. These are people being laid off every day. And how are businesses responding to that? So I turn off CNBC and I start watching that every morning. And then just understanding when some bad news comes out, the job claims come out, and all of a sudden, you know, there's a 600-point market sell-off because investors are not happy about that. They're concerned. How long will this last? Will it affect businesses' bottom line? And I just started to pay attention more. Now, I started a couple of years ago actually really paying attention to the financial world. But right now, I've just been completely intrigued. Every day they bring on another, you know, huge corporate CEO. The Starbucks CEO came on and had a conversation about how with all of their stores in China, they sort of rode that curve. And now they're bringing that knowledge back here. And so who are the investors pretty confident in that they can ride this through? Starbucks, because they've got a little bit of a window into what they should be doing, how they should be doing it, and that knowledge is translating it. And the investors are thinking, oh, their bottom line is going to be okay through this because they know what to do. Is it a good time to invest in Starbucks as a result? I don't know. That's for each and every one of you to decide. But the idea is this market volatility, the way that businesses are emerging, popping up just seemingly out of nowhere because of the creativity, because of the need. If I lose my job today, guess what? I'm going to start a business today, tomorrow, now selling and making masks. And making them all different types of designs or you know, helping people. I was the other day, I've got this commitment to order from one small business in my community at least every weekend because the small businesses are just struggling mightily. And so our commitment is, you know, to go out there and to buy something from a little family-owned restaurant or something of that nature. Last weekend when I went to do it, I discovered a new delivery system was out, and I thought, oh, well, I get things delivered quite a bit. I've never heard of this delivery system. You know what? There was an opportunity. There was a need, and someone, some smart person took advantage of it, and this, during this time, when all of the other delivery services were backed up and we've got extended wait times, there was this little delivery service that was cheerful and communicative, and I thought to myself, this is what this time is about. So I love David's message yesterday. If you are not taking advantage of this and looking at your own situation and not at what isn't, but at what could be, you know, not at what you lost, but what tomorrow, what could you build? You know, the reason we grieve so often is because we look, and even in this situation we're grieving, we can't go outside, we can't see our friends, we can't, you know, go to the office. We can't do the things that we normally do. And so many people are feeling a sense of grief. But the sense of grief really comes from loss. The sense of grief, I want you all to hear this. The sense of grief comes from a feeling, a thought process around loss. And, yeah, things have definitely changed in our world. And you have the choice. You get to decide. Do you want to look at this as loss, or do you want to look at this as change? Because the two are very different. And if you perceive it as change, then you begin to look at it as similar to all the other changes in life, whether wanted or unwanted, whether desired or undesired. So loss is, oh, my gosh, it's something that was taken away from me, something I had to give up. I didn't want to give up that. Therefore, I feel bad. I feel sad. I feel depressed. I feel irritable. I feel frustrated. You see how that works? The sense of loss. When I went through my divorce years ago, my immediate reaction was a sense of loss, right? So it was very natural that I was in that state of anger, frustration, depression, sadness, all of this rhythmic cycle of low energy, low vibration emotions. But the moment I started to look at it as change, okay, this is not what it was before, but it's different. Is there an opportunity here? What could I take out of this? What will I choose? And hear this. This is the key. What will I choose to make of this? What will I choose to make of this? Not what is someone else's choice for me. Not what I'm being told I have to do. What will I choose to make of this? What will I choose to take from this? When you make that pivot, the world gets a little bit brighter. Your emotions lift up to another level. Your creative energy starts to flow. Your brain starts to react and produce different chemicals that say to you, wow, there's something pretty cool over here. Can you come over here a little bit further? Come with me a little bit further. There's something cool and fun and amazing waiting over here. But I cannot see that as long as I was looking backwards. The same with this situation that we're in. And I think that's what was so powerful. So I wanted to add that to David's conversation because I always, always look at things through the lens of emotional intelligence. Obviously, we are spiritual beings in a human body. And that is really important for us to understand. But how do we navigate that on a day-to-day basis? Is emotional intelligence. You can use it as a roadmap to say, what am I thinking? Why am I thinking and feeling this? Oh, I'm thinking of this as loss. I feel bad because this was taken away. When you begin to understand that, then you understand you also have different options of thought, right? Thought is powerful. I did a mastermind class the other day, and for those of you that missed it, it was amazing because the open mastermind session that I did the other day was built on this. The amazing power of thought. I show demonstrations of where thoughts are things, not just because they are creative, but because they are actually things that interact with other things, things that can move physical objects. Thoughts are things. And so when you grab hold of the power of that and deal with that from an emotional intelligence perspective, your world opens up for you. We get stuck. And this is why I do the work that I do and why I love what I do and helping people get unstuck, helping them open up that view and look at it a little bit differently because the world is an amazing place. Is it a perfect place? Absolutely not. Can you control everything that happens in it? Absolutely not. But what can you control? You can control you. And if you master you, then nothing else matters. Everything else is a side note. Everything else is a blip on the radar when you embrace your ownership of you. When you say, hashtag, it is always you. Forget about what's happening in the world. Forget about the external senses. What I need you to focus on is, hashtag, it is always you. What can you do? What are you feeling? What do you need to focus on? If you think about those things, it puts you in a different perspective. It puts you in a different place. And all of a sudden, I'm not afraid to dip a toe into the financial market because guess what? It's not that serious. It's either going to work or it doesn't work. I'm not going to invest my whole life savings in it now. I'm not saying to be crazy about it. Little by little, step by step. Stepping out of your comfort zone, you will never know what you can accomplish until you try. You cannot fly if you've got anchors holding your feet to the ground. Emotional intelligence is how you navigate this world that we're in today, how you figure out what you're thinking, what you're feeling, and what to do following that. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I just wanted to add that piece. Thank you so much for the opportunity. And I actually had no idea I was even going to speak, and I had no idea where I was going with it until I started speaking. So back to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Dream Life Coach Rhonda. And, you know, the essence of what you're saying is basically it's not what happened to you, but how you react to what happened to you. And, you know, you got to sort of manage your emotions. And, you know, that this is where emotional intelligence really comes into play. A lot of us, you know, have to master the art of, you know, mastering the emotions. And, you know, as different circumstances present itself, you know, some extreme, some not, you know, we just have to master that art of emotional intelligence and emotional control. Thank you so much for that reminder.
You're welcome. You know what, Billionaire Joe, let me just add, one of the reasons why we don't master it is because we don't understand it. You know, people hear the term emotional intelligence and they think they know what that means. But let me tell you, it's really deep. It is really deep. So if you understand it on the surface, that's awesome. But I can almost look at your day-to-day practice, behaviors, and outcomes to tell you if you truly understand it. Back to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You're just such a major asset to us, and you just bring that knowledge base for us here that we all need. You know, we need it to chart the course, chart our courses. And this is such a great time here, you know, as we, as Linda so rightly said in her speech last week, in our presentation, you know, panic, pause, pivot. You know, just we got to utilize that intelligence to be able to pivot and pivot in the right ways. Billionaire Baby.
Okay, I was just listening to Rhonda, and she really made it very clear in terms of Dr. Townsend's presentation in terms of things that we need to know so that we can use this opportunity to really increase and move above this trauma to some state of abundance and power. So I'll go back, but she really completed for a Thursday, which was yesterday. And I will now go back to Wednesday, the 8th. Dr. Goverschmein, he played a tape by Tony Robbins on dealing with our fears, knowing that 80% we have to really address our mindset and psychology in terms of sort of a passionate level of moving. And 20% is on the strategy and skills, knowing what we need to do, but having the energy and the psychology to move toward accomplishing what we need to when we have challenges. And then we have responses from the family. On Tuesday, April the 7th, I read the Optimist Creed, which is a wonderful affirmation that shared how we must make a choice to manifest our happiness and peace and health through the expressions within us, and to look for the highest level of expressions that are expressed through us, which is our divine source giving us the power to do that. Dr. King spoke from the Master Key Part 4, speaking in terms of the power, that power of energy to manifest reality is really the power of love in terms of it being the cause of anything that occurs and the answer to what our desires are and what we choose to manifest. And we had responses from everyone. Then on Monday, April the 6th, Billionaire is Happy played a beautiful recording called Most Motivational Talk to Yourself by Tom Bilyeu regarding the positive faith that you must have so that you can motivate yourself to manifest your desires. In other words, believing in yourself, not of what others think of you, that you actually must not just think, you must get started, take action to do what's necessary, but you must also have the knowledge which is most powerful aspect to help you change the world. So this comes through education. And so basically you need to really work on developing yourself so that you can truly be the best that you can be. And then on for last Friday, April the 3rd, we had a guest, Michelle McBride, and she spoke about her experience in terms of, after listening to Linda on Wednesday regarding what we need to do in terms of dealing with this COVID-19 virus and revealing that many powerful people knew of this before the masses of the population got this message, and we need to really be aware that instead of just following and expecting things to work for us, we have to find out what's really taking place and to use our powers to manifest the best for ourselves. And that brings us back to today, a Billionaire Joe. Back to you.
Billionaire Joe?
Thank you so much for that review, Billionaire Baby. This, again, just reminder, you know, just for us to reflect a little bit on what we accomplish and, of course, focus on what we can accomplish. Today's Good Friday, by the way. You know, I can't be remiss to mention that. Of course, most of us are aware of it, but, you know, obviously it's pretty unconventional right now. Most, in the Christian world are headed to church or observing, communal practices, activities, but certainly these are extreme times. But in our own way, in our own reflection, just to understand the importance of this day and, make our own reflections and, summon up the strength to understand, in the context of what's happening in these times right now. But happy Good Friday, everyone.
Thank you. I didn't even remember. Oh, my God.
Yes, happy Good Friday. It is definitely a different kind of Good Friday.
Right.
There will probably be lots of virtual family gatherings today.
Certainly. Good time to open up to the audience, Billionaire Baby, and get some comments and observations.
Do we have a soft mute?
I think so. Here we go.
All participants are muted. All participants are unmuted. All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Okay, so star six. Let's hear what the family feel is taking place, and I know responses to Townsend yesterday was just tremendous. We had a full, good hour and a half because we had an after session where people were very, very involved with what we've talked about in terms of investment, in terms of increasing our income and the future progress by using this time. Once we begin to understand how we could use it in terms of investment and creating a second income, and knowing that when you have huge challenges, this is when you have the opportunity for huge successes. So, star six.
Good morning, it's Billionaire. Be brave.
Good morning, Beverly. Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Wonderful. Welcome, welcome. Go, go, go.
Thank you. Well, anyway, yesterday's, of course, call was phenomenal. After that, I reached out to some folks and told them, you got to hear the replay. You got to hear the replay if you didn't hear it live. So Joan Fuller, she sends her greeting. She texted me this morning back, and she said, I got a few more minutes to get the replay. So give it to me. Give me the number again. So she's listening to it now, but she says to send her greetings to everyone. You know, I think you probably remember Joan Fuller. She's been on the call and whatnot. So anyway, just want to give greetings for her because she said to please let you all know she said hello.
Great. Yeah, I think it's going to be up all week and the replay,
okay.
Right, Joe?
I think so, yes.
Yeah,
okay,
Rachel was asking about it. Yeah, so we can tell many of your friends to
mm-hmm.
listen to it because it's giving information that we all need to be aware of.
Okay, will do. Y'all have a great day today. And
thank
a great
you
holiday
me.
Weekend.
Right. Yes, happy holidays to you, my love. Okay, thank you. Okay, star six.
Priceless jewels, and I just want to say I enjoyed the recording, and I'm glad that it's going to be on all weekend because that was the thing that I was going to ask. And I know today is Good Friday, and I just want to say back in 2007 on April the 5th when it was Good Friday, I met my husband on that day. But he passed back in 2018, but I always recognized that day. And he has a birthday coming up April the 21st. So days that are memorable for me with him, I always post something on Facebook, you know, to let him know he's not forgotten.
Of course, that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, we're in different dimensions, so I'm sure he feels and understands and hears everything that you're sending to him in terms of love. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay. Star six. It's a beautiful day here in Florida. It's a little cloudy. But the sun always comes out. I think it's in the 80s today. Just a bit of wind, but it's just, I give thanks for the day, just as that affirmation spoke of this morning. When I wake up, I know that all kinds of wonderful things can take place, and I ask that it does take place for me in my life and others, because I know this is a wonderful life if we know how to live it and to create and send the vibrations that we want for manifesting our reality. So that's a beautiful affirmation today, helping us understand that that's what you need to do. The power is within you to do it. So ask for it and give thanks for it in advance and know that it's already there before you ask.
Yeah, that's a great point. Billionaire baby, you know, this past week we talked about, you know, sort of what's that true process of manifestation? How do I get it out of my brain and into my bank account or my bed or my garage or, you know, whatever it is you're trying to manifest? And it's such an amazing process. It's very hard logically to sometimes conceptualize, but when we know that we are those spiritual beings and we know that we have connection to source energy and the God mind and, you know, and
mm-hmm.
and the Holy Spirit and all of that, then we know that we are powerful beings, and it's our ability to tap into that power that brings forth our manifestation. So I'm excited. I know I have a question. There was so much excitement yesterday after David's call. I'm wondering, who's doing something different? What are you doing different as a result of the conversation that David had with us yesterday? Everybody seemed super excited and hyped up. But my question is, and this is back to the teacher, the educator, the coach in me, I'm always like, now what? That's wonderful. Great conversation yesterday. Now what? Family, what are you going to do different? What are you excited about? What did you look up yesterday? What are you going to start doing today or next week differently as a result of that conversation? Star six.
Go, go, go.
Mm-hmm. Go, go, go.
This is BNF Linda in Chicago. Oh my God, I've been so blessed with you all. And you know what? Dream Life Coach Rhonda, you're going to be my coach. I just know that. You are going to be my coach. I will know what emotional intelligence is about. I love it. Just love it. Every time I hear you talk, I got a chance to look at your your segment on numbers. I did connect with you, with your powerful, amazing, phenomenal self. Oh, it was just a blessing. I was telling everybody about it. You're definitely going to be one of my coaches' girlfriends. I just love me some you. I love me some billionaire baby, that attraction queen. Every time she gives an affirmation, it's just, ooh, 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 ooh. I love me some billionaire Joe, giving them nuggets out there and giving us all those powerful videos and information and being as happy. That girl makes me happy. I just thank God for Dr. Goldrich Mind. I tell him all the time, he's just like, we're like Starship Enterprise. He's like Captain Kirk. We get powerful stuff on this line. And Dr. Townsend, oh, I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Oh, my God. Rhonda, Coach Rhonda, I'm calling you that thing already.
Yes.
Listen, because of all that I'm learning, I'm going to do better with my consulting business. I have some goals or some things I'm going to do, which I've already been doing it, but I just got to learn how to get paid. Did you hear that? Learn how to get paid. I've been doing it for years because every time I learn something important to help somebody, I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to tell them. I'm going to reach out and text and call and encourage and build up and exhort people to get a part of being a Master Mind Forum broadcast, plus everything else I learned. But I'm going to the next level. Being that baby, thank you, next dimension. Going to the next dimension with my consulting business. Because of Dr. Goldrich Mind, I met Dr. Cash, so I do have an LLC now. I do have an LLC, and I want to be able to help more people. I've been using it to help my I'm blessed. I got 2 children, 5 grandchildren, and 5 great-grandchildren. We're talking about legacy here, legacy. So I've been helping my children and grandchildren with it, but I'm going to reach out to other people, and now I'm going to learn how to get paid because, Coach, Dream Like Coach, you're going to be one of my coaches to help me get there with this emotional intelligence that's really helped me. And so one of the things I have learned about emotions is that I will no longer have people with 10 emotions in my life. I want people with 10 excellent spirits in my life, like my being a mastermind for family coaches. And I also have Goldrich Mom as one of my coaches. Lorraine Brown Watkins, can I say? I'm in business with her. Fabulous. I call her love, money, favor, and prayer magnet because she all of that. This is like a sabbatical for me, being at home, because I'm getting more information to help build me up in my emotions, Rhonda. I'm getting more information to help me with finances. I have some goals for some things to invest in, and I've already prayed and decreed and declared. Didn't care how the money was coming, but after yesterday with Dr. David Townsend, I got it. It really is a confirmation for me that the wealth of the wicked be ready to be turned over to us, the righteous, and that this is a season and time for a release of monies. Can I say jubilee? Well, God is bringing that money to us, and I want to use wisdom with it to what to invest in. I'm going to be reaching out to him. I'm reaching out to you all the time, my new coach, Dream Life Coach Rhonda Williams. I just want to thank you all so much. I'm always inspired when everybody talks, all the things that you're sharing. We are just so blessed. I don't even know if we realize. Think about it, how really blessed we are. And some of the things that I'm doing while I'm on this sabbatical, because it's never what happened to us, how we look at it. I'm looking at this as a good time. I'm looking at this as a time to stay home, count all my blessings every day, protecting my peace. I'm letting nobody come in and get the calm and peace of my soul. Oh, no, that ain't happening. I'm saving because I'm not out and about. I'm staying in, not spending money, cleaning my house, doing some things, getting in order, loving on myself, taking care of me, because I can't take care of me, I can't take care of nobody else. I'm a gift giver. Minding my own business, helping my mental health, just being that mastermind form family. I'm reminded of a scripture that says in 3 John 2, God wish above all things that I prosper, be in health as my soul prosper. So that's what's happening with me right now. I'm taking out time to learn things online. Can I say my new coach, Dream Life Coach Rhonda, I listen to her all the time. I am drinking more water, taking my supplements, doing exercise. I'm praying more, which is the heart of my soul. I love prayer because I get more done praying to the divine source, the creator, the manufacturer, than I do talking to the creation. It's a good thing. I am taking out time to create ideas about my business. I already have, I have three businesses. In fact, I have my own personal LLC. I have a business with Go Rich Mom. I'm here a plan that telemedicine is powerful to help people, especially what's going on right now, where they can't go out and forth, back and forth. I'm a junior senior, so my location works with junior seniors and seniors. So they had an idea how I didn't have to go to the clinic. They would take care of me over the phone. That's what telemedicine is about. You can talk to the doctor 24/7. I also am helping people online with my other business, help restore people's credit. There's so many people, there's millions of people out here that don't have a 750 above credit score. So I'm just excited. I'm creating memories with my children, grand and great-grandchildren, have an idea to get us on Zoom or get us on the phone where we can at least talk 10 minutes a day, because the young millennials, they are so extraordinary and smart and brilliant. They have so much sense until you got to deal with them on their level. So I want to, and I got that idea from my Go Rich Mom, my love, money, favor, and prayer magnet, Lorraine Brown Watkins. And that's the idea, to talk to them 10 minutes a day about what they want to talk about and just spend more time doing things that's going to help benefit me, in turn, going to help benefit others. Because it's never about us, it's about helping others. And what we make happen for others, God make happen for us. So I'm just excited, excited, excited. And you all have really made my day, because today is going to be a good day for me. Today, I'm going to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. Today, I'm going to be more bold and more joyful. Today, I'm going to be happy, happy, happy. Today, I am going to be full of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Today, I'm going to have double favor with God and with everybody that I come in contact with. Did y'all hear that? Everybody that I come in contact with, because it's up to me, because this is what I say. I am the thinker that thinks the thoughts, that makes the things happen in my own life, and that takes that Dr. Goldie's mind gave us about fear. 20% strategies and skills, 80% about what we think about. Because if we want something to change, we got to change from the inside, not the outside, inside in. Because I'm the one that says the 1% on the inside of me is greater than, I said greater than, 99% what's happening on the outside. And there are a lot of people that's getting healed and coming out of these hospitals. My father was in the hospital, but guess what? Big in that mastermind for our family. He's 90 years young, and he came home yesterday. Tell me about, ain't nothing God ain't doing right now. It's miracle signs and wonders happening all the time. So when I choose to focus on the good, that's all the things are good and true and pure and up a good report. That's why I love me, this billionaire mastermind for a broadcast, because it is taking us to places unknown. Thank you all so much this morning. And every morning I share my family with everybody I come in contact with. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amen. Go right there.
Amen.
Thank you, Linda.
Wow, that was beautiful.
We under that shower of blessing with you, Linda, because she spoke it.
Exactly. Linda actually repeated every wonderful thing from the affirmation in terms of where she is today, and I'm so happy for you, Linda. Many, many blessings.
You
stay blessed and continue being the great blessing that you are.
Thank you.
What was the name of the affirmation this morning?
It was played, it was Esther Williams' affirmation. I don't remember the name. Do you remember it, Joe?
No, I do not.
It was beautiful, though. Oh, I know what it has to do about the day. This is my, what is it? Let me see if I wrote it down.
I think it's This is a New Day.
This is a New
okay.
Day, yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And that is beautiful.
Okay, well, we're on
six.
So let me just ask something really quickly before we end up. Have you all heard of the Robinhood app where
yes.
you can maybe, get I know once you sign up, you get a free stock, and it's an easy way for you to get involved in the stock market. So if you're out there and you want to dip and dab a little bit in the stock market, that might be a nice, easy, safe way for you to get in once you sign up. They give you a free random stock to start your account, and then you can decide.
All participants are muted.
You want to purchase really easy app that you have on your phone. So that's Robinhood is the app. So I just wanted to put that out there, too, as folks, are starting to decide how they want to get involved in this financial market or increase their involvement. Back to you.
Robinhood app. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think we're winding down as Lady Tycoon now. And call for Lady Tycoon now. Brilliant, baby.
My check, Lady Tycoon.
My check.
Yes.
Go.
Good morning, Billionaire family. Awesome broadcast this morning, and not sure if we have any callers that were on yesterday or heard the replay yesterday and were not on live. But if you have or any new callers, by pressing *6, we'd love to hear from you. Just give you a warm welcome in return of love, energy, and vibration that we see here each day. If you don't have an opportunity to do that this morning, we invite you to come back again. We are here Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, including holidays. So we definitely would love to hear from you. If not today, then do come back another day soon. Let's remember all ages are welcome here on our broadcast. So take the opportunity to invite someone to join us, whether live or on the replay, at 712-432-1085, same PIN, 915-358-POUND. When you invite people to the broadcast, make sure you alert them if they have Metro PCS or T-Mobile. Some of the cell phone providers have blocks in regard to conference calling. There's a bridge line that they can dial through. That number is 206-451-6043. Once you dial that number, you do need to enter the conference call number and the pound sign behind it, then the PIN number and the pound sign again. Although I say this all the time, when people have Metro PCS or T-Mobile, they call and say, I don't have a number. I can't get through. So that's how you do it. But in any event, with yesterday's broadcast, we went over time. And I tell you, we haven't done it that long in, I don't know, we've probably only done that maybe four times, five times in 12 years. So that was super, super special. And based on the comments, we know that it was very powerful recording. Now, the online recording at bmfmoneytalkradio.com does have the first half. And actually, when we normally record there, we get about 45 minutes. But actually, that has the first hour and a half, I believe. Or at least the first, it was almost the first hour and a half. But the last hour is not on that recording. That you do need to catch on the call. So that call, although we were recording this morning, I'm not sure whether it's later or tomorrow, when Ali will be uploading that recording again. But we will have access to the full 2 hours however long the whole call. Oh, he's saying it now. This call, what happened to the message? See, when I'm getting a text while I'm talking, I don't know where it went. Okay, he said the call is online. Yeah. He'll put Thursday back up after the call. So maybe it's even after this call this morning. I'm not sure when this recording that we're doing right now is going to be. But in any event, the online recording, you do have the first half, which you'll also be able to catch Linda's recording from the week before as well. But the online on the phone, you'll get the full version. So we'll have access to that through the weekend. So I know everyone is excited, but definitely send out the replay number. I'll put up another note online on the Facebook page as well. And really, show some love on the comments on Facebook, if you could, please. That would really, you know, first of all, alert other people to making sure that they're listening when this was so, so important, as well as, you know, just show some love to David Townsend, to Dr. David Townsend, because it was really phenomenal. And I know we're not seeing enough stuff online versus what we hear that is where you're really feeling on the phone. So it would be really, let's show some love, some gratitude. It goes a long way. It's not just for you. I mean, it's not just for the person that you're sharing that about or to, but it also comes right back to you. So we've had discussions on gratitude in the past, but this is definitely the time when people are not able to reach out and touch the way that they have in the past, that we got to show our love in any other, in a lot of other ways. So we can definitely make that happen. Make a good comment about what you felt about yesterday. Our Facebook page, the foreword titled Billionaire Mastermind Forum, as well as take the post and share it to your personal pages as well. I know sometimes the one on our Facebook page may not have that, but Ali has it on his page. Billionaire Happy has it on her page. I have it on my page. So just go to somebody's page and share out the information in regards to the call yesterday, and let's be able to show our vibration that we feel in our hearts, and let that go through the energy online as well. But we appreciate each and every one of you. This is Karen Creasy, Lady Tycoon, KCConnectsYou.com. Let me turn it back over to you. And remember, we do not have weekends here at the Billionaire Mastermind Forum, and especially on Good Friday, because as he rises on Sunday, this is a new beginning for all of us. And you know what? It doesn't just start here and now, but we have a lot of great energy as far as what we are expecting and what we are professing as far as our life, decreeing and declaring and all of that because of the energy, the vibration, the knowledge that we get here each and every day. So we don't have weekends. We have strong beginnings. So let's go, go, go. Make it a great day. Back to you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's our Lady Tycoon. Casey connects you to the world. And now our closers, Ellen and Exlin. Ellen. Star 6. Star 6, Ellen. I know you're there. I can feel you.
All participants are unmuted. All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Can I, Ellen, awesome, awesome broadcast.
Thank you, thank you.
Oh, this is Aslan, rejoicing in abundance. I don't know what happened on yesterday, but I could not get, I just kept hitting star six, and I wasn't able to get in. But guess what? I'm in here today. And
okay.
I just want to tell you something about the Billionaire Mastermind Forum Broadcast Family.
Okay.
We are like a box of chocolate. You never, ever know what you are going to get. But you are guaranteed that it's always going to be good.
Oh, yeah.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Crazy good.
Woo!
Crazy rich good. Crazy rich.
All participants are muted. All participants are unmuted.
Oh, God, you all have a blessed weekend. Good Friday, and shout out to Sister Lynn. I don't know what to call it today, but honey, she was on fire. I loved it, and I just want to give a shout out to her and say, amen, I'm with you.
Thank you.
That's Beanie and Linda. She's the closeout woman. You know that?
She was on it today. I tell you, good gracious almighty. I love it.
Oh, she did everything. She did a closeout, but she did an insight into it. It was just wonderful. She really went through the whole affirmation that surprised us with. Have a blessed and beautiful, strong beginning, everyone.
Thank you.
Love you, madly.
God bless.
Love you all.
Have an amazing weekend, everyone.
This session is no longer being recorded.
Thank you, everyone.
Strong beginning. Strong beginning.
Strong beginning. Strong beginning.
New and
it's strong.
Love you, Madden.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.